we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.1.
Towards my is a triangle, your heart is a square. I love to see you way over there. Once I was happy, I found it intriguing. Then you got to me, left me bleeding. You make me feel like a fool.
Everything happens for a reason.
To us romantics out here, that amounts to high treason.
I don't go in for your star-crossed lovers.
In the heart of a skeptic, there's a question that still hovers near.
For it begs the question, how did I ever find you? Now you got me writing love songs that come in a frame like this one here, yeah. Baby,
and all your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your backhanded love song.
It begs the question, how did I ever find you drifting gently through the jar of the great Sargasso Sea in that ocean? Got me writing love songs with a common refrain, not this one here. Question, how did I ever find you drifting gently through the jar of the great Sargasso Sea, Atlantic Ocean?
Upon your song you miss it.
You got me writing love songs.
It's that you really love me
with the common refrain like this one here. Or a handsome little bookend.
Now it's time to tie up all the loose ends.
Am I still a skeptic? Or did you make me a believer?
This is the Rhythm Method, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We are currently two new women.
Oh, yes. Pray tell.
Well, today Jules and I decided we should donate a lot of our old clothes to Goodwill, and then we kind of reinvented ourselves in the Goodwill dressing room.
It's true, and it's fun.
It's fun. We both got clogs.
Yeah, what a steal, first of all.
Yeah,
my
let's
inclination
talk about that.
Let's talk. Clogs are on the rise.
Let's unpack that.
Let's say a liberal arts starter pack of buzzwords is let's unpack this.
Let's unpack this.
You had a cape that you had to say no to. It was.
I did put away a cape. A gold jacket was lost, but things were gained, you know? Things were gained.
True that.
Some that we can't even know yet, but we may know in the future.
Love that. Mystery.
It's a rainy day here in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
A little blue, but we're not.
We're not. Nope. Not too dreary.
No. Nope.
Been a good afternoon with a good gal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're jamming.
We are jamming. Jules, would you like to say what song you just played?
Oh, I see what you're doing. That was Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jamming off of Exodus.
Good song for today. Before that, you heard Left-Handed Kisses off of Andrew Bird's new CD.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. We were both talking about, he said he can't write a non-complicated love song, which I think is sort of how all love songs should be. It should be complicated. But it's good.
There's just some, like, some pitch on your heartstrings, or some, like, something about his music just always hits it.
Yeah, and so it's him and Fiona Apple sings the female part, and if you look at the video online, they just commit to it so well. I think she really vocally commits to it. I mean, they both do, but in the video, they commit to it. I really like that.
Yeah.
I like that song.
And then before that, I played Fool by Frankie Cosmos, which is off of her new album. It's on Spotify if anyone wants to check that out. I think it might have been old, or like, because On the Lips is on it, and we've played that before.
We both really love that song.
But I think this album is cool because her voice doesn't... It's not breathy. It's like very clear and, mm-hmm. and succinct and yeah. I don't know. I think it sounds nice.
I'm curious. I feel like Frankie Cosmos appeals to exactly what I am, which is a 19-year-old female college student.
Sure.
But do you think that she's a wider audience? Like, I feel like she has a very distinct audience.
Yeah. I think there's certain bands like Frankie Cosmos and Porches, for example, that
yeah. and Mitski,
yeah, they kind of run the college gamut,
yeah,
and they just, I don't know, I'm sure. Well, then you start to think about like ages of people, and you're like, people listening to music are usually how old? Like 5 to 105. I'm sure just the idea of target demographic is kind of an interesting concept. I don't know. That's my long-winded answer. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Well, I was. Both Frankie Cosmos and Mitski have recommended to my sister, who's 3 years younger, and she's like, yeah, they're okay. But I'm like, no, you don't get it.
Do you think it's like it's the times kind of thing, like
up
our age right now?
I think it's kind of in the zeitgeist. I don't know. But
yes, I love the word zeitgeist.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
What did you play before that?
By the way, another great word is diaphanous. Just used that one recently.
What does that mean?
So it's like, it's often applied to fabric. It means transparent, but it's sort of like delicate and thin. So like a diaphanous gown would be maybe like golden and translucent and like...
Ooh, I imagine like a negligee kind of...
Yeah, that kind of vibe. It's a good vibe.
I've already forgotten the word, but I remember it's a good one.
It's a good one. Before that, I played a song called The Choice to Be Heard and Not Seen, which, speaking of Mitski, I think sounds a lot like Mitski,
mm-hmm.
By the artist Paper B, off the CD Now I Know You and See How Wide You Are to the World. A lot of words there, but great song.
Was that the ocean thing?
Yeah.
I see. You said, okay, remember you're talking about the ocean, was it a lyric?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, what was the ocean, you like the way that Andrew Bird says the word ocean as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's our theme, ladies and gentlemen.
Oceans. My Spotify just closed out.
Uh-oh.
Oceans is the theme.
So here we go.
Here we go. You ready?
Absolutely.
Stick around, everybody.
Sky high fire, ever burning on. your prison locked up, and I will leave my gun at home. I don't want love.
Trouble.
step out of the strange light. I call the best for the blankets quilted and handed. I turn to the stars, stars take off my bed. Come to life.
Animals, machines in motion. Discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes in trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations such as prosthetic limbs.
This interactive experience features digital media, scientific models, and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. You can also come face-to-face with a life-size cast of T-Rex Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered.
For more information about the Animals, Machines in Motion, we give you our devotion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. Again, that is mos.org, or call 617-723-2500.
This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, Jules, have you ever thought about the idea that animals are just machines in motion?
I think I've thought about them being machines in motion, but I don't know if I've
thought about the other. Machines in motion, no. No.
It's true. Well, then you think about humans as animals and how we're just little machines in motion. I was going to say, Sue, the, I don't know what
largest
kind of
and most complete T-Rex ever discovered.
Yeah, she used to be in Chicago, like all throughout my youth, and you could visit her. Say, what's up, lady?
Touch her bones.
You're still huge. You were once alive.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out. Bones are a funny thing.
Yeah.
You ever break a bone?
No.
Have you? Really? You're so rambunctious and wild.
I just got strong bones. You know, one time I was at the dentist, and the dentist came in and said, wow, you know what? You got some strong teeth. Which I always felt really proud of. You know, it's not something I earned. It's not something I worked for. I was just born with it, but I do have strong teeth.
That's a really funny compliment.
Yeah.
Well, just to be like, oh, yeah, like the dentist, the doctor of teeth has deemed you fit.
Yeah, I got good chompers in this mouth.
They're important.
Oh, yeah.
Help you masticate.
Oh, they're tools. People may say teeth are not tools. Teeth are tools.
Teeth are totally tools.
All right. You just heard Come to Life by Arthur Russell. Been on an Arthur Russell kick recently.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. It's kind of hard to pin down. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The vibe I got a little bit was Van Morrison.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is super comfortable. Before that was Fallen by Alicia Keys off of Songs in A Minor. I've been really hitting a lot of the like female R&B just like stop. Because when I was little, I used to listen to a lot of, like, Corinne Bailey Ray and stuff, and kind of revisiting that.
Yeah. And then before that, you heard Marry Me Archie or Archie Marry Me? Which way?
Archie Marry Me.
Archie Marry Me by Always.
Do you say V or the W?
I say Always.
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 Great song.
Oh, yeah, that was a jam.
It was a jam. It's such a headbanger. Yeah. You just have to.
Definitely. Before that was Like a Prayer, which is also a jam. Or what did you say? Headbanger?
Headbanger. Yeah, I'd never heard
Madonna.
That before.
But you've never... Okay, classic Madonna. Like, that is a great Madonna hit.
It really brought me back to the hours of my youth that I spent listening to the Mamma Mia soundtrack.
That soundtrack was fire. That was a great soundtrack.
It's a great soundtrack.
It's mostly ABBA, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much all ABBA, but it's amazing. And when you're seven,
that was Did you see the movie?
Of course, the movie's not that good. I saw the play the musical, and I remember, you know, basically the story revolves around the idea that there's this girl and she doesn't know which one of three men is her father.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
it's kind of like Maury, except like in Greece.
Yeah, and I remember talking to my dad about it when I was, you know, eight years old, and saying, well, I just don't get how that could be. How could she not know who her dad is? And my dad sort of going like, well.
Do I break the fourth wall?
Yeah, got a good kick out of that.
I can't remember how that resolves. Did she find out?
I can't remember, and I was such a fan.
Hey, let us know. You should
let
call.
Us know.
I don't even know what the number in here is.
Well, call in. Maybe just metaphorically and tell us the answer.
That's true.
And then before that,
that was you.
But what did I play?
The Antlers.
I played The Antlers, and I played I Don't Want Love. And The Antlers, Jules and I saw The Antlers in concert, and they weren't that good.
It was really sad.
It was one 45-minute long song, and it just was sad and not that good.
It's true. But I did see a person who had a really good tote quote. I will never forget it. I can't wait. I'm blanking on it right now.
She forgot it.
I was like, life isn't about discovering yourself. It's about creating yourself. And I was like, you know what? That is a relevant tote quote. Thank you. She was wearing mittens and it was September and that was the only thing I remembered.
I do have to break it to you. And I think that that exact tote quote was maybe on the back of my high school track and field sweatshirts.
Maybe or definitely.
It maybe was. We did have my favorite sweatshirt freshman year on our track and field team was something along the lines of, to succeed, you must first set yourself on fire, which I never understood. I never understood that.
Like setting yourself free in that way?
No, like setting yourself on fire. No, I just didn't understand it. Strange coach.
Yeah. And then before that, I played Distant Consequences by Woo off of When the Past Arrives, which is a favorite album.
It was beautiful. Really
yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Very under the sea themed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were hitting those C notes.
Hitting those C notes. Getting kelpie.
Get a real kelpie.
Yeah. Let's see. We have about 6 minutes left on the show. Mm. What are we feeling? You got a song?
Play a song.
Play us a song.
It might be the last. We might be taking you out with this one. Probably not, though. Wait. Yes, definitely.
All right. Take us out.
This has been The Rhythm Method.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next week. This is Beach House.